Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Triple vaxxed here, and I still wear a mask. Not for me, but for my fifth grade students and fellow humans whom I may unknowingly accidentally infect. You're triple vaxxed!
Alrighty, welcome. Michael Omiskonwego with Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Kelsey, am I looking at this one or this one? This one. See, I like that because then I can see Glenn. That one I can't. So, all right. Well, maybe we actually talk a little money today. Markets had a rough day, rough day yesterday. About time. I did an interview for WBEN Radio in Buffalo last night, and it was all about debt. Part of it's, of course, what's going on in China with this real estate developer, but I think it's more of a bigger picture of a short term. Oh man, remember when we had Bear Stearns and all that stuff, and big government spending. And now we're hoping China bails out their real estate developer. So we want the Bank of China to come out tomorrow because the debt is due Thursday and say, hey, we're going to pump more money in. What country does that sound like?
Embracing capitalism, apparently.
Yeah.
Socialism, more like it. Well, we'll see what happens. China definitely is, again, the problem is, and this is what really bothers the heck out of me, is that we're not talking about free market capitalism anymore. We're not talking about
letting it bust
and how are
people going to learn how to run balance sheets if you don't need to?
Our market is so manipulated now by the Fed, by the bailouts, right? 2008 and Obama broke a lot of things, right? Broke a lot of norms when they bailed out the bondholder or the stockholders in some cases, or the union, but screwed all the bondholders that are supposed to be senior when it came to GM and things like that.
Yep.
When you hear people like Hillary Clinton, others that talk about, well, we have tried, it has failed. No, it's not failed.
No.
If you look at, I was talking to Kelsey before the show, and you look at what we've done in this country and what this country's done for the world in the last 200 years.
Crazy.
The normal existence of man is tyranny and servitude. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the normal state of things for humanity.
We broke the cycle for sure.
What happened? We lifted millions of probably billions of people throughout the world out of poverty and into a middle class scenario or a sustainable lifestyle that wasn't there before. Just amazing, right?
And they want to destroy it.
Think about the innovations in just the last couple. Take the innovations in the last 20 years, but think about the last 200 years. We've done more in this country for innovation in the last 200 years than the previous 2,000 years of humanity, right?
Yep.
That happened because of free market capitalism, not because of communist-run, dictated business, government bailouts. And failure is a big, important part of that, too, right? I mean, having companies fail is a big, important part because all people get the opportunity.
How many research studies have we gone through, business analysis studies of, it was this third person's attempt at a business, his fourth attempt, but he learned or she learned from the first one or two. And going back to your inventions, there isn't too many inventions that you can think of that have changed the world that have not been invented in the United States of America.
Right. The crossbow was big, though. That was the latest one from Europe. The crossbow was huge. It extended the range. I mean, it was just a more powerful weapon. You could.
It may be the only weapon left to protect yourself against the government when they take all your guns.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? What else did they do? The guillotine. That was interesting. That was a France invention, right? That was lop your head off automatically, hit the button, drop the blade, but. Outside of that, I don't know. I mean, not that much out of Europe in the last bunch of years.
You think the internet, you think of webs, Microsoft, Apple, right? I mean,
a lot of this stuff is manufactured overseas,
but it was developed here. It was created here because of free market capitalism and allowing people to express their own ideas. And, hey, guess what, liberals? The potential to make money.
Right.
It's funny because all these liberals, none of them ever turn their money back in. You know, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. I mean, Steve was, he voted Democrat, but Steve, went to the grave with his I think they buried him with a lot of his shares.
A lot of it. They stuffed as much in there as they could. Absolutely.
In fact, he wasn't even very philanthropic. If you study him, he didn't give away nothing. No. Not even like to pretend. Bill Gates pretends. Like he goes, I'm going to.
Well, they give it to the foundation.
Yeah.
Then they pay all their family from the foundation. The foundation, I'm sure, does some great work. You know, they're injecting people throughout the world with different vaccinations and whatnot. But like the Clinton Foundation, you know, the Clinton Foundation. Can you name one thing the Clinton Foundation has done to help the world? One.
No. Well.
Outside a little bit of Chelsea's wedding, but seriously,
I was just gonna say that. I mean, talk about paying caterers, and you know, that's an economic stimulus.
I guess you could look at it that way, sure. Yeah. But it's just a total farce. But the problem
I've read a lot of stories about how they've screwed other countries out of money, they've raised money supposedly to help other countries. The other country didn't get any of the money,
right?
But somebody did.
Somebody did. Well, the sad part now is that in this country, you're starting to see that. Completely, you know, the talk now is it didn't work. We need to do something new. Honest to God, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I a lot of these, you know, what I thought were conspiracies of the last decade, right? The New World Order and Agenda 21 and yada yada yada. Now they're just openly saying it. You got people like Justin Trudeau there going, well, this is the New World Order. This is an opportunity for us to reset everything. In fact, I've got that clip. We can play it. Yeah. It's just scary stuff, folks, because you got people like Hillary Clinton, people like, you know, world leaders talking about, well, capitalism didn't work, free markets didn't work, we have to have some sort of government control. We are walking right down the plank of socialism and right into communism. We're actually skipping the socialism, going right to
COVID
communism.
COVID was the perfect excuse for it.
Absolutely.
The absolute perfect
excuse.
That's
what they needed to push it over the edge. I got to believe, honestly, the timing of it. I mean, if you go back 10 years and you start listening to people and some of the stuff online talking about redistributing wealth and all this, you know, the Agenda 21 and the Great Reset and the New World Order and, you know, the blah, 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 blah. And yet here we are, you know, 2020, 2021, just perfectly on time to get rid of a Donald Trump. I can't believe that that's a coincidence, right? The Democrats pulled a soft coup in a way, right? They completely hamstrung the president, right? He could do nothing as far as, you know, he did move his agenda. Amazing the stuff that he got done, to be honest with you. It's amazing. Yeah. You know, the things that he accomplished, from Middle Eastern peace to the new NAFTA trade deal to sanctions with China to lowering corporate tax rates and a little bit of individual tax rate. A lot of positive stuff, but the stuff that he wasn't able to do, shrink the size of government, get his cabinet position for so many months, then they nail him with a phony Mueller investigation based on what now is clearly, right, the indictment came down this week for one of the attorneys for the Clinton group, right?
Where's the media, by the way? Where is the media all over that story?
Yeah.
If that was a Republican, that would have been channel 247, 1840, 1912, whatever station you put on, it would say, look at who we took down, right? You can't find it anywhere. 24/7. Can't find it anywhere. You got to research it. You got to actually look into it, which is sad.
Amazing. So 24/7, they'd be covering that. Absolutely no doubt about it. But so they hamstrung him with the Mueller investigation, right? That based off now a completely total lie. We know that for certain, right? That was an absolute fake dossier the FBI used. They first year's hamstrung with the investigation. That didn't work. Next year they go to, well, he had a phone call, right? Now, we have Biden on tape saying, you know, you don't fire the prosecutor, you don't get your $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Totally, right?
And they go, Barack will give it to us. No. Go try. You see what happens.
Biden as well recently with Afghanistan saying, on tape, saying, I know it looks bad over there, but you can't say that out there, President of Afghanistan. You got to tell the world things are going swimmingly so that we don't look so bad, right? That's, again, or we're not going to be able to give you the aid that you need. That's coercion. Exactly. So,
by the way, we shouldn't be giving anybody aid. We need aid. We're $30 trillion in debt.
Oh,
we need aid.
We have on tape, though, Biden doing it not once, but twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
No, couldn't be cared less.
Trump does something similar, saying, listen, I need your cooperation to look into some of these shenanigans by the Bidens. And it's like, oh, my God, we got to impeach him. So the next year's all about impeachment, right? So they hamstrung him for four straight years. And then you have a Nancy Pelosi that says, well, one way or the other, Donald Trump is not going to become president, right?
She was right.
You know the outcome of that, right? She was right.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this.
What they had to do.
Let's just say where the country is really divided 50-50. Where are our 50? Mm-hmm. This week, when I turned in my Bills tickets, I talked about it last week. My thing with my daughters was I love to take them to the Bills game. They're Bills nuts, right? They want my 14-year-old to get a shot in her arm so she can go to the game. I said, you can keep your tickets and take a long walk off a short pier.
She's already had it, by the way. I think that's a super important point, is that your daughter has had COVID.
Important.
She has the antibodies. That is so important to that.
So 58,000 season ticket holders.
Is that many?
I would bet.
Really?
Yeah. Let's just say that. Let's just say it's 40% think like you and I, right? Not 50. It's probably 50. Could be even more. Let's just say it's 40. 700 people turned in their tickets.
Isn't there only 80,000 seats in the stadium?
70 something.
So 50,000 of those are season ticket holders?
58.
Wow.
775 people.
Right? They don't have to worry about selling tickets every game. That's pretty impressive.
779 people turned in their tickets. That's pitiful. That's pitiful.
People would rather have the convenience. They're willing. There's very few people like you and me, Mike. I'm willing to dig my heels in. I don't think.
Yeah.
My wife thinks I'm nuts. I got to be honest. My wife thinks
That's what changes stuff, right? Absolutely right. Let's say 3% that actually make a difference in the world.
Right. But I'm stubborn, right? I will. If they go to a vaccine mandate for flying, I won't fly. That's no joke, right? What I'm hearing now from people that
are
normally.
Buy our own small airplane. We'll hire a pilot.
Well, we'll find a way around it, right? You find a way to overcome. What I'm hearing from people now, Mike, is exactly that. Like, well, God, I don't want to get the vaccine, but I don't have a choice. You know, I got to keep my job. I want to be able to fly. I don't want to be frozen out of restaurants. I mean, look, again, I'm not anti-vax, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of information coming out on the stuff. It's just, as I said to my wife yesterday, something doesn't seem right. I mean, just the way that they're pushing it, the way that they're ignoring natural immunity, the way that they're not. Look, they pulled the swine flu vaccine after 100 people got ill. You got thousands getting ill here. Right. Thousands. Right.
Yeah, dying. And by the way, we've always said this, and our instincts have been right. And it's not just us. I mean, you know, we talk to other business folks, and if something doesn't smell right, it's usually not right. That's usually right. Go with your instinct, right? Everybody said go with your instinct. That's because you know why? Your instinct is usually right. Like if you feel like this isn't right, you're probably usually right. Not all the time, but usually right, you know, when it comes to business, right? So here's CNN. COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-old is safe and shows robust antibody response. You know what's safe for 5 to 11-year-olds? Freaking COVID.
Yeah.
COVID.
Right.
Not the vaccine. You know what's safe? COVID. They don't die from COVID. You know what? Much higher probability that your 5-year-old is going to go into a pool and drown.
That's a real story.
That's an actual real problem, right? Maybe instead of worrying about a 5-year-old getting COVID when they have a 0% chance of dying, maybe we talk to them about pool safety because that's way higher probability, right? To put needles in these kids' arms and to start forcing it. There's a video, Glenn, that I sent you, and it's a CNN saying, well, you know, brainwashing little children. Well, little Billy, there's probably not a chance you'll get sick of it, but you could get other people sick. I need to worry about other people. Look, these kids are already strapped with $100,000 each worth of debt.
Right.
Leave them alone.
Are you trying to break them? I mean, seriously. honest to God, though, you look at these poor kids, and that's what I keep telling my kids who, you know, they're in college now, my two daughters, right? So, of course, they're getting that left wing.
Oh.
I keep telling them, look, I'm getting old. It's your future, not mine. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you look at the other countries that don't have the freedoms, look at what's happened in places like Australia. I watched two police officers knock a 74-year-old lady to the ground and then pepper spray her at point blank range. Because she wasn't wearing a mask. These people are insane. Look what's going on in France. I watched them chase down a lady in a subway with a two dozen police officers and beat her with billy clubs.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. That happens in this country, shots are fired. That's the difference, right?
Maybe.
That's what keeps the police a little bit politer, though. I got to be honest with you, and I'm not anti-police. We are the biggest supporters of police. But I got to tell you, that's what keeps them going over that line, right? Mm. Over that. Let me play a video. Over that line. You won't be able to. I got to play it here. I'm going to figure out how to play
the
it.
Thing,
Kelsey,
the
can
thing
I play
with
it here?
The left
is, that okay?
is they are. What's that?
I'm asking Kelsey if I can play it here. She might have taken off.
The thing with the left is they are absolutely relentless. Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday who will be on a local school board in the spring, right? We're going to support him. But he's on a different board. He was talking about this one left-wing agenda or left-wing. She's a board member now. She won't be in the spring. We're going to replace her. But he said, oh, my gosh, like everything we do, she comes back to this critical race theory. And I said, and she goes, she just won't stop. I said, they don't. to their credit, us conservatives roll over, take what you want, we'll compromise. Yep. But the they just don't. They just keep going and going and going. And they don't care what they rule over as long as it's them, as long as it's their idea. They're all inclusive as long as you think exactly like them. If you don't think like them, they will continue to ram this agenda down your throat until you accept it. That's the way it is.
Yeah. You don't like it, too bad. Until morale improves. That's the whole idea, right? That they just continue to beat you down.
If they only had that work ethic at work, if they only said, I'm going to build a big company with the same type of determination, of course, by the time they made it, they'd be losing half their money and they'd be conservative too, I guess. So
they're working hard by teaching 4 classes a week at the local university. So it's just That's amazing right. how it works. So anyway, I wish I could play videos here. I can't. We can't do it on the live. I'll have to plug them in later after the fact, but... it's just, I can play him, I think. Well, let me see if I can, let me try this. Let's see what happens here.
Even the audio of it, I could probably play it.
I can play the audio. I just can't play this. Some of these are more, I mean, all you're going to hear is yelling and whatnot if I play the audio,
Oh, the beating? The beat down?
Yeah, the beatings, exactly. Let me play this audio, though, because this is good. This one here is amazing.
Somebody tried to, my buddy Dave sent out this morning, pair with trunk full of KFC arrested. While trying to enter lockdown in Auckland, where...
Australia?
Yeah, where restaurants remain shut. So they got busted with a trunk full of KFC. Yeah. Arrested for
Seriously.
It.
Seriously. This is
They tried
is
to enter New Zealand's... No, they tried
out
to enter New Zealand's largest city on Sunday. Not with a trunk full of heroin.
Right, no.
A trunk full of cocaine.
Keep in mind, Australia turned in, for the most part, all of their firearms about a decade or two ago, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand had the same thing, right? They had that mass shooting, and it was immediately turning everything, right? Look at what's happening in those countries.
Socialism only takes 10 years. 10 years. You look at New Zealand, took 10 years.
Look at Australia. Yep. You cannot, in certain parts of Australia, they put people on lockdown. You weren't allowed to go more than 5 kilometers from your house. That's about two miles, right? To just exercise outside. One family member was allowed to leave the house a day and go to like the store. You had to identify only one person and tell the government. And that was the only person you could visit. If you were busted, there was a woman who couldn't get to her dying daughter because they wouldn't let her. People are nuts. Even in this country,
crazy.
Though, to be honest with you,
mentally
in this country,
ill.
You couldn't have a funeral. You couldn't see your loved one in the nursing home. Right. You couldn't have a wedding. I mean, this is what they've done to people in this country.
And, the conservatives,
right, folks.
What would
happen if the death rate was actually 10%? Are we all going to go into a lockdown in our house and never leave? And the thing is,
how about this?
Why are we not giving treatment to people? You look at Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer, right? I was vaccinated, but now I'm in bed. I can't do anything. Standard treatment in the hospital, totally hating it, right? Doing anything for him. Joe Rogan?
2 days.
Joe Rogan, yeah. Ivermectin, vitamins, zinc, Z-Pack. Kicked its ass in 3-4 days. Fourth day, he's back. He's fine. No problem, right?
Here's where you know it's BS. Said it 2 marches ago. Walked down the vitamin aisle. You'll never have a shortage of vitamins. We were short toilet paper. We were short paper towels.
But why aren't they treating
For some
this?
Reason.
Why aren't they allowing? The Project Veritas undercover video dropped yesterday, I believe. It is devastating, right?
Yep.
You've got people on tape, a lady in the hospital saying, I am not allowed to prescribe ivermectin or I lose my job. It is absolutely forbidden to prescribe ivermectin. Why? Why? Wow, it's horse deer. It's a horse dewormer, you idiots. It's a horse dewormer. Mm. Guess what, you idiots? There's a lot of medications that are meant for one thing that are used for a lot of other things, right? Depression medication used for anti-smoking. There's all kinds of stimulants that are used for things that are not. That's not what it's originally meant for.
And this stuff works. We had frontline doctor after frontline doctor. Not to sound like a broken record, I said it was Trump's biggest failure. I still believe that to this day.
For sure.
That those frontline doctors that were saying a long time ago, 15 months ago, hey, Donald, we have a cure for this. 90-something percent of people that are come in that are sick, when we give them this stuff, they walk out. And he never once said, come on in and sit up next to Dr. Fauci. I was screaming it on this podcast, screaming it on the radio. How ridiculous does he not – the communication for COVID,
horrible.
They got their butts kicked and they deserved it. Here's the communication, though, that the left is doing. COVID is officially America's deadliest pandemic as U.S. fatalities surpass the 1918 flu. Now, let me ask everybody here that's watching this, that's listening online. 1918 versus 2021. Now, what's different? Yeah. Oh, yeah, a few hundred goddamn million people. Yeah. That's what's different, yeah. Right?
Right.
And to top the bullshit on top of the bullshit, they said 675,000 people died of COVID. No, they died with COVID.
Right.
We know those numbers are crap. They're crap. We've seen them in our office.
Yeah.
I can tell you we've had people that have had cancer that are marked as COVID.
Stage four.
There was a case down in Florida.
Like they're in the final
a motorcycle
stages.
Accident,
right.
Died of COVID. In fact, there was a study out last week. Go to our Facebook page. You can post this. 50% of the people that are in hospitals right now with COVID only knew they had COVID because they were there because of something else. Mm-hmm. So they're there getting their hip replaced
right.
or something.
And they were
and they
got to
get their
hood.
It was 48% of the people. So there's not a lot of people in the hospital with COVID. Half of them didn't even know they had COVID.
Right.
They were there for a hip replacement.
Yep.
Oh, you got COVID. Ah, darn
but
it.
But even
okay.
the ones that did get COVID and I got very sick, those are the ones that are, we didn't give them any treatment. They go to the hospital.
Done.
They get ventilated, which we said from day one is not helpful, really, right?
Yeah.
But they're not given any medications. I don't get it. I don't. I mean, I know somebody who's in the hospital. They gave him nothing but IV drip to keep him hydrated. Listen to these stats.
We had a client who ended up getting a form of PTSD because he was treating these people with ventilators, realizing now that he could have treated them with things like ivermectin, and he feels personally liable for it.
Right.
Really, truly. Like he has gone through a form of PTSD saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Well, of course he didn't know. Nobody knew in the beginning, right? He thought he was doing the best thing for these people, but really sad. Really sad. And you got to ask yourself the question, why? Why?
Why?
Why are they not training people?
So listen.
Why are they not giving people it? We have lawsuits. There's a local attorney here in Buffalo that has been suing.
Right.
And some of these people, he's an attorney. He's on radio saying, look, I sued. When they're allowed to get this stuff, they walk out of the hospital.
The one where the court overturned it, they threatened the nurse. I heard him on a great interview on a Bella Via show. They threatened to fire the nurse. She recanted her statement. They took away the ivermectin. The patient was dead in 7 days. I mean, you're killing people to drive up the numbers, to drive up the control. See, the thing is, and this is what people don't understand, they would never do such a thing. Let me just go through history just for a second, then I'll go back to these statistics, so these are important. Let's just take a walk down memory lane for a second, okay? In 2009, 2008, the Obama administration gave over 2,000 high-powered weapons to Mexican drug cartel leaders, okay? Do you not think that got a lot of people killed? Right. Let's go back even further. Right. Let's go back to, I don't know. Let's just say the 1950s, 1948 to 1952, when Chairman Mao killed 50 million Chinese, 50 million of their that's the low estimate of their own citizens to usher in communism. Right. The New World Order back then was central control and communism. Right. Go back to Stalin. Go back to Lenin, starving their own people. For the simple sake of it, that is what humanity is. I left out Hitler because by comparison, you know, not that it's a drop in the bucket. Of course, 6 to 8 million Jews is an absolute just an unthinkable tragedy, right? But that's 10% of the 60 million Chinese. That's a fraction of the tens of millions of Russians that were starved to death, because that's what gave these political people power. That's what gave the Communist Party power. Don't think for a second that world leaders wouldn't do that. You think for a second that Chairman Xi in China wouldn't – they're doing it. There's genocide going on with the Muslim Uyghurs in China. Nobody bats an eye, right? Nike, mm-mm. No problem. Hey, look over here. We have a rainbow shoe now. Look at us. Mm-hmm. Look at us. You know, woke culture, right? But no problem having your shoes made in a sweatshop by slaves in China. No problem, right?
And China has announced
it's a crazy
economically. They want to be number one. They want
to
take over
the technology
there, sector,
folks.
And they'll do whatever it takes.
So
that's
for
right.
all you snowflakes out there, right? And most of the people aren't watching this, of course, listening to this show. But you know them, right? You know these people out there. They go, oh, come on, we got to give more power to the government because they're going to make things fair. Don't think for a second that Lindsey Graham wouldn't be the last one to shovel dirt onto your grave so he can make an extra nickel. Don't think for a second the Republican Party wouldn't sell you down the river health-wise, family-wise. Don't think for a second that these leaders in Washington wouldn't withhold medication to drive up death rates so they can remain in power, because that's way better than just flat-out offing people like Hillary Clinton or General Mao or Chairman Mao, right?
Power is good, right? We've got a president now who's got a son who's a crack addict who they were funneling $80,000 a month to,
right.
Just to keep him on the rolls. Who would do that?
Couldn't support his child. Went to court, claimed no money, bought a $5 million mansion a year later.
The
judge doesn't bring him back in.
And these are good people. These are good. These are family people.
What happened to that stripper? He knocked up. Did they off her? She been seen from? Heard from?
Where's Grandpa Joe with the stripper, huh? Because I got to tell you, in my family, if something like that was to happen, we would support the lady. We would, as a family, we would get together and say, look, this kid's a crack addict. Right. And you know what? But that's part of our family. We're going to bring him in.
Yeah.
Not Grandpa Joe. Not a sniffer Joe.
Right.
He was nowhere to be found.
Listen to these stats. There was, obviously the Delta variant in Florida, because it seems like it's going this wave. Like Florida got hit in the summer, then it moved into the fall up to the northern states. You're probably
Florida
see
got
that.
Hit because they dropped a bunch of people from over the border COVID in there.
But listen to these stats though. Since Florida opened a monoclonal antibody treatment sites in August, 100,000 Floridians have received treatment. COVID hospitalization admissions have fallen by over 60%. COVID hospital census has declined.
Good thing, Glenn.
COVID hospital census has declined for 28 consecutive days. ER visits for COVID have declined by over 70%.
All good.
What did Biden do? He cut the treatments by more than 50%. So Biden says, look, at Florida's doing great. We're going to
cut.
Have that. So now instead of getting, 40,000 a month or 100,000 a month, now we're getting half of that, okay?
Yeah.
Half of that.
We've got the
Biden
treatment.
Decided that, they're doing too well in Florida. Now, does that sound like an administration in Washington that really cares for people? Wouldn't they want to shift us to the hot spots, supposedly? Wouldn't they want to have a closed border?
You'd want more of it. You would want to take that model and spread it all over the country, right? We already talked about if 70% of the emergency room visits are down in the state of Florida, right? And we know half of them didn't even know they had it. They're in there for a hip replacement or something.
Well, some of these in the ER were serious, right? Just look at the serious ones. Look at the ER people, right? So folks
but 70%,
ER
that's alarming. That's alarming.
Down
70% gone.
Down 70%. ER visits down 70%. Yeah, sorry.
Crazy.
Overall admissions down 60%.
That's good news.
We should be talking about this all over the country. This should be, we have found the best treatment possible in these monoclonal treatments. We should be opening up centers. We opened up testing centers like they were hot dog stands all over the place,
right?
Why can't we open these treatment centers?
Like that. They were everywhere.
Were everywhere.
There was one next door office here. The line out the door. People wanted to be tested so badly, right? Now we've got it. Well, now we've got a cure for it, and we're gonna turn it down.
Right.
I want you to think about this, Glenn. If the vaccines work, we've got 70% of the country vaccinated. Most of the other 30% have already had COVID, right? I mean, we're at herd immunity, right? They don't want to admit that, but we're at herd immunity.
Yep.
The few cases that do go into the emergency room, we actually have a cure for, but they refuse to give these people a cure.
Right.
I mean, it's over.
Right.
The war's over.
But do you
take
see what I'm saying?
No, I mean, it's over.
When I'm talking about the normal state of history, right, don't think for a second, folks,
that
our government wouldn't do evil things to us. The Republicans, too. I'm not talking about this is not Democrat versus Republican. This has now become us, private people, citizens that don't want to become subjects against the elites. And I'm not just talking Washington. Look at the Emmys, right? In fact, there was a lady, you mentioned the school board. There's a lady on the Palm Beach school board that's in that picture. They all got their arms around each other, like 20 of them, right? No mask.
Yeah.
One lady has a mask on. They all got their arms around each other, right?
No this social is the, distancing.
This is the fourth lady from the left is on the Palm Beach school board, is the one that's been demanding that these kids wear masks in school, has been filed a lawsuit against Governor DeSantis to block it.
Those are the little people.
Yeah,
You're the little people,
right?
This is so proven. It's funny,
right.
So that I've got it right here. Emmy, Emmy viewers call out celebs for not wearing masks. And here's what. They don't give a crap.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. How many times? The mayor of San Francisco got busted 2 weeks ago. Same mayor that's wanting to force face diapers on everybody, close down restaurants, out with her buddies. 60, 100 people in the room. They're all partying up. She's dancing. She's singing. Right? They don't care. They get busted. They don't care. The mayor of Chicago gets busted getting her hair done. You know what she says? I'm a celebrity. I'm out in the public.
Right,
I can't do this.
What was
Nancy
the most
Pelosi.
Recent one in L.A.? What was
Nancy
the one
Pelosi
she was,
well, gets
I went ahead of a good time. What was that one? You sent that to me.
Oh,
remember,
that was
just recently.
No,
she's
San Francisco.
She's
I think it was the mayor
bar,
of San Francisco.
She's like, well, I mean, you know, we
oh,
can't
no.
have.
No, no, no. We don't need the fun police here. She
we don't
says.
Need the fun
we don't
police.
Need the fun police.
I just want to have a good time. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I was out having a good time.
We don't need
time.
Fun
that
police.
Okay. I got to find that clip.
Oh, we don't need fun police for your fun. Oh but we
see.
Do need health inspectors to come in and destroy my restaurant. I got it. You're a dirtbag. You're a dirtbag. Every one of you Democrats, dirtbags. Dirtbags, dirtbags, dirt. There was a local, I won't say the name of it, they don't deserve it, but this local left wing extremist group that keeps calling us out. Oh, anti-maskers, they're going to kill people. Of course, we got a picture of this moron with seven of his friends hanging out drinking champagne day Biden stole the election, right? So it was okay, not seven, I think it was 9 or 10 people. They're all cuddled around a fire, loving each other cozy without a mask on. Like, you're a dirtbag. You're such a dirtbag. You're exactly the people that went in and supported all these restaurants and gyms getting shut down and crushed, and then you're out with your friends drinking champagne, enjoying yourself without a face diaper. Time and time again. Time and time again.
I can't find that clip. I got so many different strings of text messages here, but
let's play some of the ones that I sent you a few. The one was a CNN clip.
She was feeling the spirit. I got it. Here, let me play this. It's great.
Feeling the spirit.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
It says that a video, again, this is nitpicky, but it is what it is. A video shows a maskless breed neither seated at a table nor positioned at a stationary counter, standing and dancing without any food or drinks in her hand. She also posed for photos while not wearing a mask.
Okay, so just to be clear, I was sitting at my table, and when...
Oh.
I don't know about you and whether or not you know who Rafael Saadiq and Dwayne Wiggins are, but I don't know about you, but if you know who they are, I don't care where you're sitting. You're going to get up and start dancing.
Oh.
My drink was sitting at the table.
Oh, okay.
I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit.
Oh.
And I wasn't thinking about a mask.
Okay.
I was thinking about having a good time.
Oh.
And in the process, I was following the health orders.
Oh, now, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I was following
the health orders. What? Oh my God! What a dirtbag!
These people,
you're a dirtbag.
They don't
care.
You're
a dirtbag.
As long
These
as we
the
allow them to get
people.
Away with it, right? They're getting away with it. To your point, Mike. They're
Absolutely.
Winning. They're winning.
Absolutely. How many calls were we on with restaurant owners over the last 2 years saying these folks don't care? They're going out and partying with their friends. As your business is getting smashed and you're going, hey, I wonder if we should put up a plastic divider at the front door. No, you know what you should do is tell them to go to hell.
Right.
Get out of my restaurant.
I tell you what.
Get out of my restaurant.
To your point, Mike, these people are bullies. We said this from the get-go. If you're going to allow yourself to be bullied, you're going to get bullied, right?
Yeah.
The government, especially in places like New York, the mafia didn't go away. They just went into politics, right? They're
right.
the government, right?
Well, there's more money
They're
there.
The ones
there's
that are shaking
there.
You down. They're coming to your business saying, I need your protection money.
Right.
Give it to me. The businesses that stood up for themselves, like the financial guys, we have been challenging the health department. Come on in. We'll make you famous, right? We'll get,
yes.
We got cameras all over the office, right? We got audio.
Yeah.
We
get
got
your
video.
Picture with the
Come
financial guys.
In.
Maskless.
Yeah.
Maskless.
We'll put you
Actually,
all over
that's
TV.
Funny.
We'll spend $100,000 in advertising to make sure everybody knows who you are, right? Of course,
if they
we're not
going
to be bullied. They wouldn't dare step into our office.
If they try to do the mask thing again in office space and they really try to police it again, we're going to do the take a picture maskless with the financial guys party.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what we're going
to
do.
Right? Seriously, right? Robbie,
we tried
Robbie's
to call
gym. They're trying
every
to
day
him.
We called them. Every day.
Yeah.
Called them for months. In fact, got in touch with many of them.
Yep.
And, of course, not one of them had the stones to come on the show. Not one. They hid like little maggots.
Yep. Look at
maggots.
Robbie. Look at Robbie's gym. Athletes Unleashed, and Robbie De Niro was able to open his gym. He's been open the whole time, basically, right? He's taken pictures with people, maskless. The state tried to fine him for every picture, and they finally had to drop it. Because they had nothing on it, right?
They begged them to drop
it.
They begged them to drop
it.
Watch and see, by the way. I'm going to make a prediction in the next 2 weeks. We're going to start to win some of these mask mandates.
For sure.
these lawsuits. Now, Todd Aldinger, our attorney, he basically put together the blueprint. There's three other attorneys across the state that basically took what he did and just, I think, cut and pasted it. He didn't say that I did. I looked at what they did. And that's what Todd said. Whatever. He said, now we've got four attorneys with my blueprint. Yeah. One of these attorneys are going to come back and say this is is going to say this is absolutely unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to unravel on them, right? I think you'll start to see some of that unravel. Unfortunately, though, when you look at a state like New York, where we've got to litigate constantly to try to get some of our freedoms back. Exhausting.
But the ones that were allowed themselves to be bullied, look at the restaurants, right? The restaurants, 50 of them got together and filed a lawsuit back in January. And, of course, the judge says, okay, well, you 50, you can open. Everybody else, you're screwed. And so if you don't stand up for yourself, folks, is my point, if you don't put that line in the sand and say, I'm not going to allow you to cross this line of tyranny, I'm not going to allow you to bully me into closing my business or following whatever silly 6-foot rules that are totally made up, by the way. A lot of this stuff, here's the thing. If the government was honest and they had actual studies and they came out to the public and they said, look, we did all – here's the control group. Here's the non-control group. Here's what we did. Here's how we analyzed it. And here's our results. And the results show that 6'3" seems to be the magical number, and that's how we're going to – they didn't do that. They just said, 6 foot seems good. Yeah. But then they came out and said, well, you know what? Maybe it's 3 now. Okay. Maybe we don't need it. Maybe we need 1 mask. Maybe it's no mask. Maybe it's 2 masks. The credibility is gone, right? There's no credibility, right? And so, of course, and of course, there's no credibility because they've made half the stuff up. That 6-foot rule, where they put two mannequin heads, right? They piped a tube through their mouth and they pumped smoke through to see how far it was where the clouds of smoke intermixed. And they figured,
$1 million
study. That is a 7th grade middle school experiment. I would expect that from a 5th grader, to be honest with you, right?
That was $1 million grant they got.
$1 million grant.
Head of the grant took away $800,000 or $900,000.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you, here's what would have ended. Right? Here's what would have ended the restaurant deal with these health inspector dirtbags. And we said this, none of them had the stones to do it. In fact, I was amazed because I was begging restaurants.
Yeah.
I know. All they would have had to do
is
take a picture. All they would have had to do, listen once a second. All they would have had to do when Richie the inspector walks in with his healthcare badge, all they would have had to do is say, Richie, hey, I'm shutting you down. No, Richie, come here. We're gonna take some pictures together. Yeah. Dirtbag Richie. Hey, Marcy, Amy, can you come here? I'm going to take a picture with Dirtbag Richie so we can get that all over the internet that this is the dirtbag that's trying to shut my business down, as we're going to find out Dirtbag Richie's out with his friends next week.
Yep.
Richie, come on. We're going to take some pictures. Yep. I'll pay your fines. Oh, no. Watch and see that little maggot squirm out the back door.
Yep.
That's all they would have had to do. All these restaurants, every maggot that comes in with their healthcare pass, hey, you know what? Good. Stefan Mihailo already said, not going to pay the fine. 100 years, I'm going to push it off. Not one of them had the stones. And I said, please, all you need to do is get a picture of Richie. Like, hey, Richie, look at one quick picture because I want to make sure, I'm protecting myself. And then give it to us. We'll expose these dirtbags. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do it. They'd walk in and hide, every single one of them.
Yep.
Every single one of them. By the way, the difference, and you nailed it, we were calling the health inspectors. Hey, we're not wearing masks at our office. Come on in. We'll take pictures of you. We're ready with cameras, though. I'm just telling you. You come in here and find us. We're ready for you. We're going to interview you. Just be prepared. None of them showed up.
No.
Not once.
No, because they don't want to. Bullies are bullies, right? They're all the same, right? They're going to pick on the people who are defenseless so they can't defend themselves. That's why they went after the restaurants. The restaurants showed that 1.6% of the cases were coming from bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. Why did they go after bars and restaurants? Because they could. Because they can threaten them with their liquor license, right? Why didn't they go after, look at the Emmys, for example. Go back to the Emmys for a second. Of course, people, they're not going to be bullied. They wouldn't put up with it, right? The people in the Emmys, the special people, they would just push back. They're not going to listen, right?
Special.
And the regulators know they're not going to listen, right? So the regulators say, it's funny because they asked them, they clearly violated the L.A. County mask mandate. Oh, no, they didn't. We have a special exemption for film and movie industry. Well, they clearly violated it. But here's the thing. The health inspectors
And why would
know,
you do that?
But the health inspectors...
Why would you have a special exemption for the movie industry?
Well, I don't know.
These are the wealthiest people in the world. They've all got... What the hell? So I can't go move along over the next 12 months without a new movie?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
But the health inspectors know that if they went down to the Emmys and they tried to enforce a mask mandate, that they would be laughed out of there, right? They know that those special people have special attorneys and a plenty of money to pay fines, and they cannot be bullied.
Who do you think's there, Glenn? You nailed it before. The liberal left-wing school board member who also works at the health department Monday through Friday, that's who's there, right? I mean, anybody with a brain in their head, when you see Ocasio-Cortez walk into one of these things that's $35,000 a ticket, and she writes on the back of her tax the rich on the back of her dress, right? I mean, what kind of a moron are you to not think she's abusing you?
I mean, seriously.
It's $35,000 a ticket. If it was $35 a ticket, maybe she's got an argument, right? Yeah. I scraped together some cans and bottles, and I returned them in the great state of New York. I got my 5 cents back. I paid my $35, and I'm going to make my statement.
What did this
$35,000? Her dress was probably a $5,000 dress.
Well, what
is this? It's a joke.
What a despicable person she is. Somebody on the internet, I can't remember who, raised $100,000 via GoFundMe for her abuela who is living with a roofless shack in Haiti or wherever she was, or Puerto Rico. So they raise $100,000. She calls, the family calls the GoFundMe and says, give all the money back to the people where she's not getting it. Ocasio-Cortez could easily write a check to her abuela and solve all abuela's problems. Won't do it.
Could have wrote $35,000, Glenn. Could have wrote $35,000. That was her ticket into that event. $35,000. $5,000 dress. There's $40,000 for your mommy to eat.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Let me play this clip. This is Tucker Carlson, and he's going to set up this clip with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is absolutely a she-male, if I've ever seen one in my life, right? This is the most feminist guy I've ever seen. He is absolutely unbelievable. He might as well put a dress on and just go to office that way, seriously.
Bye-bye Canada,
Canada's gone. But listen, this is what they want, these people, right? They want this new world order. They want you to be, you know, absolutely subservient to the state. I want you to listen to what this guy says. It's really shocking, to be honest with you. But you don't just hear it from Justin Trudeau. You hear it from the French president. You hear it from the Australian leadership. You hear it from New Zealand. You hear it from Angela Merkel. You hear it from all these folks. It's insane.
50% of our Democrat leadership, as 50% of our Republicans just sit back and watch them.
Over the next couple of years. None of those people, those immigrants from the third world, will be forcibly quarantined in Canada. We're not calling for them to be, but it's interesting the difference. They won't be arrested. In fact, they'll be rewarded because they're not citizens. Only the citizens are punished. Back in November, Justin Trudeau admitted what's going on here. It's not about coronavirus, stopping the virus, saving lives. No. This pandemic, he said, is an opportunity to permanently change Western civilization.
De Blasio said the same thing.
This pandemic has provided...
They're all saying the same thing. That's the scary
part. De Blasio
part.
Said the same thing. We paid the exact... Remember, he said, well, this is a great opportunity to not bring it back the way it was.
That's right.
I think it needs
to
be reset.
That's the whole Build Back Better.
Oh,
Build Back
for sure.
Better
they knew.
Is a communist slogan is what this is.
Yeah.
This is what we have
Build
now.
Back
we have
better.
A new world order they're trying to go, right?
Build Back Better, where we're all poor together.
Exactly. In their mind... We're too stupid to think for
they
ourselves, right?
And that's true. Yeah. It's true. Many of you are too stupid to think for yourselves. Many of us are fighting. You're conservatives out there. You know the agenda. Many of you are rolling over, right? The fact that 700 people turned in their Bills tickets out of 58,000 is disgusting to me.
Yep.
Really true. I'm actually disgusted with myself that I didn't do it when they did their kneeling garbage.
Yeah.
But they got through it. They were standing for the pledge. And I was saying, you know what? This is something that my daughters love. And we can do together. And you know what? When you go to a Bills game, I went to the Bills game down in Miami last week, as you know. And you know what was great is it was black people, white people, Chinese people. We're all wearing Bills gear giving high fives, right?
Yep.
The sports is supposed to be that moment where you just you sort of step back and you bring together as a community, right? But when they want to put a shot in my 14-year-old's arm that already had COVID, that's when it was over. I should have turned it in the first time.
Yep.
But now, like, God, I'm thinking to myself, how could I be one of only 700 people out of 58,000 who say, you know what, hey, just put the shot in my 12-year-old's arm. That's fine.
Yep.
Just as long as we can get to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, give me a break.
Because people don't want to be inconvenienced. It's crazy. They'll sacrifice their freedoms.
Man, that's unreal. That's unreal. You mean to tell me out of 58,000 season ticket holders, many of them which go there with their kids, none of them were going
to
say, I've had enough.
Nobody's willing to take
any
hardship whatsoever. Nobody's willing. Look, if I have to get a vaccination to fly, I don't fly. right? Is that a hardship for me? You bet it is, right? I just came back from San Diego, where we're supposed to go out to Utah in a couple of weeks. I'm going to fly back to New York. I fly to Florida. I go back and forth, right?
Yeah. Problem
that's
is, there's not
that's
enough
a life
of you
changer
and I.
For me.
20% of us, 20% of us stand up and say enough. Those businesses go out of business.
Guess what? Here's
or
the
they,
thing.
Or they appease.
You're
us.
Right, though. But if 3% doesn't matter. So I fly a lot, right? I'm a frequent flyer. I have a Southwest card. I have a JetBlue card. I fly for free all the time. I got status, right? I'm a Mosaic and on Jet, right? So I'm a frequent traveler, right? I travel a lot. If you say vaccine passports are required to get on a plane, I don't fly anymore. Now, is that a huge hardship for me? Absolutely. Does that change my lifestyle? You bet it does. Does that cause me to have to miss things and make it more difficult for my life? Yeah, it does. But guess what? I am that damn stubborn. I will dig my heels in and say, screw you. You lose my business. I won't go. I have not watched an NFL game in 2 years, including all the Bills. I don't watch them. Even last Sunday, Marcy had it. My wife had it on TV. She watches fine. But to your point, when they started kneeling, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I can give things up like that for life. I've had people in my life, no joke, that were nasty to me back in their 20s. I'm 50 now, almost. I'll be 50 next year. I had people that were lifelong, like friends up until 25 years old, that were just they did something that really offended me or made me angry. I haven't talked to them in almost 25 years. I will write people off like that. I will write off airlines and flight travel for as long as it takes. Let me play this clip from the sackless Justin Trudeau.
They go right after what is the most popular. And so for you, football's never been a big deal. But let's change the agenda a little bit, okay? So you and your son like to go out hunting, and there's a tick in the fields, and they say, Glenn, you need to get a shot to go hunting, right?
Well, ticks are no joke.
Now, what's that? Ticks are
no seriousness,
right?
Though.
But here's what they do. It's a red budget, green budget, right? It's the, hey, we'll go after the bill. There has been zero proof that any of these Bills games have caused any hot outbreaks at all. Right. The Billy Joe Kids, they just do it because they know it's going to go right to your heart.
Well,
That's what they're going to do. They're going to go right after what the majority of people like to do.
Well, they keep chanting F Joe Biden at all these stadiums. So I think that's a big part
of
it, too, right?
You've
got to get those people out of there. So we got to make sure we got the right people in there. So that's not going to happen. But back to your tick in the field, though, and no joke. I had the opportunity to get a vaccination against Lyme disease, and I should have gotten it, but I was in my 20s at the time when the vaccination came out. My doctor said, listen, you go into the woods a lot. Insurance doesn't cover it. It's a couple hundred dollars. And I said, well, let me go think about it. Stupid of me, right? So I thought about it. I'm like, God, you know, we're just starting our business. This is like literally in the 90s, right? And, of course, we were poor when we started, right? I didn't have a lot of money. You didn't have any money, right? We started with nothing, you know? And so I'm like, gee, $200, boy. Nah, I think I'll take my chances. I'll skip it. Well, about a year later, we did well. We started doing better. And I went back to my doc on my annual physical. I said, you know what, doc? I thought about it. I think I should get that Lyme disease vaccine because nobody forced me to say you have to have it, right?
Yeah,
but I said, you know, after thinking about the risks and how much I am in the field and how damaging Lyme disease can be, I think I will get vaccinated for it. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry, but nobody was getting it, so they took it off the market. It's not available right now. If they bring it back, I'll go get it. Because I perceive that as a real risk for what I'm doing, right?
Do you know how many more people, conservative thinking people, would get the vaccination if they would just leave them alone?
Right, exactly.
Just leave them alone, right?
That's exactly the concern right now.
That the fact that you're jamming it down people's throats, right? Especially after, and there's a video in there where CNN talks about, the anti-vaxxers, and it was a gentleman who passed away, and his kids, of course, they find the one person that passed away, and his kids are saying, boy, I wish he would have got the vaccination. He was not anti-vax, but he wanted to wait for the approval. And of course, CNN saying, wow, shame on these conservatives for waiting. Wait a minute. It was actually Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that said there's not a chance in hell they would take the shot.
Right.
That's what they said. Right. When Trump was pushing it and Trump said this is a good thing, I think we should all take it. They said there's no way until we get approval. Now what they're saying is all these people that died, the few that they can find. Oh, well, you know, it's Trump's fault. It's the conservatives' fault for not taking that shot right away. No, that's not what you said, Joe.
These are Democrats that made everything political. Obama was the
every bit of it.
Really comes back.
Every bit
it
of
starts
it.
With Obama. Obama is the beginning of it, right? Obama politicized everything. He infected, and I say infected, I mean infected. He infected every department in Washington like a cancer. Now, the FBI was already infected, but everything else he got involved in was a complete disaster, right?
The FBI was infected, and he knew it, and he said, they can work with me.
Right.
Let's give these drug dealers some guns. Right. Oh, yeah. We're going to track them. We'll just forget to put the trackers on them. Well,
all right, back to Justin Trudeau here. Let me play this clip. It's like 20 seconds left. But just listen to what he says. This is scary.
An opportunity. For a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
I love that. I love that. What kind of a moron are you? Extreme poverty. Every one of your government rules has caused more poverty than anywhere. Anywhere.
It's really unreal. It's like billions of people out of poverty.
Out of poverty.
Has been free market capitalism.
There's been no system. No system in the world that's done that.
No.
And it's funny because they say it's not perfect. Yeah, it's not perfect. But guess what? It's a lot more perfect than your system.
Right.
A lot more.
Right.
a lot more.
Oh, but think about that. This is what they have been planning for. This is what they have all been waiting for. This is an opportunity to reimagine. I love that word reimagine, right? We're going to reimagine policing. Minneapolis is seeing an absolute just crime wave when it comes to violent crime, right? It's out of control there, right? Yep. They wonder why. Well, they reimagined policing, right?
That's what happens when you reimagine policing. Watch and see, by the way. The gap between the rich and the poor are going to continue to expand itself and grow itself, right? It won't be... Look, the suburbs will figure out a way to make policing happen, right? The suburbs will support it, right? Where I am, we have sheriffs. We're going to continue to support those sheriffs. In the city of Buffalo, now they're talking about hiring a socialist to run the city of Buffalo.
Right.
Okay, well, guess what? They'll be what I call safe zones. They're going to be called suburbs.
Yep.
And they're going to be unsafe zones where the police just go, hey, you want to kill each other? I'll just show up after and we'll pick up the bodies. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to run into buildings anymore and try to fight and save you. We're going to show up after. There'll be no racist cops because we got there too late, you know.
Yep.
It'll be pay a premium to move into the suburbs
for private security. Right. So this is from the LA Times, reading it off of Yahoo News. On the front lines of the U.S. homicide epidemic, Milwaukee faces historic violence. Well, wouldn't you know it?
I mean, ooh, shocker.
Right? So Jeremiah Hughes was mowing a lawn. It's sad. I mean, it's just sad. These people are innocent, half of them, right? Jeremiah Hughes was mowing a lawn on a Wednesday afternoon when two men barged through an alley gate. They were armed. Shots rang out. Hughes died in the yard and was taken to a morgue and then the church where he, blah, 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 right? So
Just can't figure it out. Instead, they'll focus on this gun that they're never going to get off the streets. They're never going to get off the streets. It's so funny. There was a big article online this week in Buffalo here about they got 21 guns off the
93%
street.
93% increase. Milwaukee is in the grip of the worst violence in its modern history. There were 189 killings here last year, a 93% increase from 2019, and the most ever recorded. Now, what do you think the cause of that might be? And don't tell me, it was because we locked people down and people went crazy. No. It's because you stopped going
arresting
after violent
people.
Criminals. You started releasing them, right?
And
you reimagined the police, right? You reimagined
They're going to show up with counselors. They're going to show up with counselors. I know you're robbing this bank and this 60-year-old mom of four who just wants to go home. You've got a gun to her head. But we're going to take you out and talk about a counselor.
How about George Floyd? How about George Floyd, who held a gun to a pregnant woman? Now he's got statues to his name, right? Now, I'm not saying what happened to him was right. I mean, certainly, the police officer deserved what he got and to go to jail. But,
And he did. Here's the thing. The system worked.
Right. Exactly. But had the system worked better, he would have been suspended from the police force before that, right? Because it was a whole string of complaints against this guy, right?
First of all, you take out a gun to a pregnant woman, you should never walk on the streets again.
Right.
That's it. I'm sorry. And many of you are going to say, you can rehabilitate these people. Look, there's certain things I think you can manage and work with, right? Maybe a homeless guy steals something to get himself back on his feet. Okay. I don't think stealing is right. I think you need to be punished for it, but I think there's manageable things. I think when it comes to hurting a child, these child molesters, you get one shot, you never get a chance to come out again, right? Mm-hmm. You pull a gun on a pregnant lady? How sick of you? What is wrong with you?
This guy was a Cuban criminal. George Floyd was a piece of shit human being. I'm sorry if that offends you. He was a piece of human garbage is what he was. He was a career criminal. He was on meth the day he was killed, sadly, right? He was on meth. He was passing a counterfeit bill, right? He wasn't
walking to church after he left his welding job.
Right.
No.
He wasn't like this other guy, you know, mowing his lawn instantly and just, you know, doing yard work, right? He was in the process of committing a crime. Michael Brown, right? Piece of garbage in the process of committing a crime. Attacked a police officer. You clowns on the left destroyed his life, right? Michael Brown died. He and deservedly so, right? He attacked a police officer. That's stupid. Normally, you don't want to attack people that are armed. I'm just saying, right? Well, I don't care if they're police officers or not. If you attack somebody holding a gun, you've probably got a high probability of getting killed.
And they
right?
should have the right to defend themselves,
right? And but the police officer, right? Darren something or other. I can't remember the guy's name. Sadly, he's gone. He's gone. He had to go into hiding. He lost his job. He had to move his family. He had to face death threats. Darryl Wilson was his name, right? He didn't do anything wrong outside of defend themselves, right? Obama did that. The Democrats did that. Hands up, don't shoot.
Yep.
That whole lie, the founding of BLM. By the way, one of the high-up founders of BLM just got arrested for holding basically sex trafficking and holding somebody against
their
will.
One with three homes?
Right? Really not. No, not the one with three homes. A different one. That was a different one, yeah.
By the way, what happened to that story? She's gone. She made her money.
Right.
I wonder what agency she's working for now.
These people don't even hear themselves. I'm just going to go through kind of the list of the other things I have in the last couple minutes so we can just wrap this up here. Chris Rock. Hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID. Trust me. You don't want this. Get vaccinated.
No.
Now, he's vaccinated. He's had both shots. That's the thing
vaccinated.
About these people.
Right.
I'm vaccinated. Right. I got sick. I'm feeling like hell. You should get vaccinated, too.
You should
too.
Do the same.
Do you hear yourselves?
Didn't work. You can get another one. You know what everybody needs is 15 shots. If we could all get 15 shots, then we can save the world.
Unbelievable. This is last year's numbers. By September 7, 2020, new COVID cases, 25,000. Vaccinated Americans, zero. September 7, 2021. New COVID cases, 301,000. Vaccinated Americans, 177 million. What does that
tell
you?
Not working, folks. And again, not being a not anti-vaxxer, it's telling me it's not working. It's telling me that, my guess is the strain of what they did, very similar to a flu shot, is that it's going to maybe protect 20 to 30% of the people, right? And when you say about the hospitalizations, well, it's all about the hospitalizations. No, it's not about hospitalizations, because if it was, we wouldn't be trying to force these vaccinations on these kids, and that's what we're doing.
We're forcing
these vaccinations around kids who have a 0% chance of dying from this. You can't measure it.
Some of the responses are just absolutely priceless, right? Triple vaxxed here, and I still wear a mask, not for me, but for my fifth grade students and fellow humans whom I may unknowingly accidentally infect. You're triple vaxxed. If it works,
oh my God.
Let's go back to just old common sense, right? If you don't feel well, if you have a fever, right? If you have a chronic cough, if your nose is running off of your face, don't go to the office, because guess what? Mm-hmm. I don't want COVID, but I also don't want a cold. I don't want the flu, right? I don't want to be sick at all in general.
Stay home. Just mark my words.
Stay home.
The final thing from this, and we've been right 100% of the time, the final deal from this is that life expectancies will go down over the next 20 to 30 years, not because of COVID. It will be because so many folks' immune systems have been totally destroyed. And I'm not saying, hey, look it, you send your kids to school with boogers. But when we went to school, unless I was dying, I was going to school. Mm-hmm. Boogers coming out of my nose, groupy stuff coming out of my eyes probably. And my mom was saying, get your butt to school. You need an education, right? But part of that was all building up our immune system.
Right.
Little kids touch stuff. They put their hands in their mouth. That's how they build up an immune system. If we think for one second that you're going to just protect yourself and hide in a little bubble, and all of a sudden you're going to live to be 100, good luck with that.
No, it doesn't work. It just is amazing, though. I mean, Joe Rogan, it's like he didn't exist, right? Oscar De La Hoya, they've got a camera, picture of him in his hospital bed. Oh, you don't want this. But he's getting standard treatment. What are they giving him? What are they doing for him? Nothing. Joe Rogan stays home, takes ivermectin, takes the Z-Pak, takes vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, back on in 4 days, right?
When I had it, I took a ton of vitamins.
Look at Trump.
Airborne. I took airborne all day, every day for 5 days.
Look at
Trump. 5 days. Took a run or two in the middle of it to get to keep going. And I was a little tired, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a run. I'm going to move it out of myself.
Now, Trump is an older guy, right? 74 years old. He's overweight, right? Clearly, right? Trump got it.
Mm-hmm.
They treated him. They gave him stuff. They gave him Regeneron. Mm-hmm. They gave him antibiotics. They gave him other things. He was back in a couple days. He was fine, right? No problem. Right? It's why you have to ask yourself, just use common sense for 1 second, please, folks. Use common sense. Ask yourself, why are they not what are they doing for Oscar De La Hoya? Nothing. Why are they not treating people? Why, if when you go to the hospital, are they just giving you an IV with nothing, with fluids to keep you hydrated while they watch you die? But why are they refusing? Go watch the Project Veritas video. Go watch that.
Look at the results that we talked about earlier in Florida. They work.
They work.
This stuff
is
working.
The treatments
work. And not only is it working, it's working, and the Biden administration is trying to take it away instead of replicating it.
Let me read that again.
Let's wrap up here.
Let me read those stats again, though, Mike, because I think that's important for people to know. This is right from Governor DeSantis himself. And you could say, well, he's lying about the numbers. Whatever. Those people are crazy. But,
lunatics.
Where was this? Here we go. Since Florida opened monoclonal antibody treatment sites in August, 100,000 Floridians have received treatment. Hospital admissions have fallen by over 60%. COVID hospital census has declined for 28 straight days, and ER visits for COVID have declined by over 70%. And the Biden administration cut the supply in half. Ask yourself why. If the treatments are working and they're safe, like the monoclonal treatments, why are they restricting access to it? Why? Why? Power is the reason
That's
why, right?
That's exactly right.
Don't fall for it. Right, enough is enough. The line in the sand has to be here. It has to be here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It should have been 6 months ago. It's probably too late.
Yeah, it might be too late, but anyway.
Yeah.
Go check out our website.
All right, hey, folks.
Sorry, go ahead.
Look, market's been choppy. Time to diversify your portfolio. We do manage money for a living. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Don't forget about Medicare season. We have independent AHIP-certified Medicare reps. We have offices down in South Florida. The Jupiter Palm Beach area. We have offices in Rochester, New York, office in Batavia, New York, and, of course, flagship office, Williamsville, New York. Independent AHIP-certified Medicare reps. Tis a season for that. And don't forget about our home and auto division. Over 25 companies we can shop to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. As Glenn said, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page and our Twitter account. So make sure you hop on board. We need folks to share that content. You know, you were talking about that Project Veritas video. That needs to be shared. It needs to be shared. Conservatives need to share it. You need to text it to your friends. If Facebook takes it down, you need to get that message out there. That's what the left does. You know, unfortunately for us, they don't work, most of them. They've got all day to do this stuff. Most of us have jobs. We're trying to build our companies, our businesses, move up in organizations. But still, take a little bit of time to help try to get that message out. And one of the things you can do is like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and take part of that content and reshare it, okay? 833-FIN-GUYS if you need us. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, don't forget about Saturdays, iHeartRadio, and the radio.com app, or not radio.com app, whatever.
Odyssey,
I forget what it is.
Go to the iHeartRadio app. It's way better. Odyssey.
iHeartRadio. We're on WBEN. We'll see you next week.